Robinhood Radio presents Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willems. Michelle is a longtime journalist and herself is a published playwright of several theatrical works. She's a frequent contributor to the Huffington Post, Daily Beast, and the Atlantic websites.
Well, it's April and companies are beginning to roll out shows, even seasons. Now, one is starting right where you are at the Berkshire Theater Group, which will open with an oldie but greatie, The Importance of Being Earnest by Oscar Wilde. Now, it's not till June, but I always like starting with something to look forward to. That will be at the Fitzpatrick Main Stage Under the Tent. And so things are looking up, if different. The organizers of a relatively secret event last Saturday are conferring today about how that all went. It featured Nathan Lane and Savion Glover kind of performing for about 36 minutes in an actual Broadway theater for a limited and exclusive audience. The hope is for 9 similar programs and Broadway houses over the next 10 weeks, so we'll see. But most of the community is thinking fall at best for actual productions. In the meantime, and further away, Shakespeare's Globe in London has announced a May reopening with a capacity of up to 500 in an auditorium that can hold 1,700. Getting rid of intermissions will further limit unwanted contact. At the same time, the great British actor Ian McKellen is opening in what is described as an age-blind Hamlet, due to start at the Royal Theatre, Windsor, west of London, on June 21st. And don't forget, our own public theater is promising Shakespeare in the Park this summer. Now, while on the subject of the Bard, remarkable podversations tonight, April 5th, will feature the delightful stage and screen actor J.O. Sanders in a conversation focused on one of Shakespeare's most iconic characters, that being Falstaff. Sanders will read from Henry IV and discuss the rewards and challenges of playing that lovable and licentious old knight. You can find that through the Red Bull Theater's site. And for some actual news, in a first of sorts, a filmed version of a stage production will stream before the musical opens. That would be Diana, which was shot over a week last September in an empty Long Acre theater. The show about the late princess will begin streaming on Netflix on October 1st, and then 2 months later will resume previews on Broadway. Well, we shall see who wins that risky royal experiment. Meanwhile, there's plenty to tune into this coming week. The Spotlight on Plays series has pulled off a coup of sorts with its latest reading, a piece called Angry, Raucous, and Shamelessly Gorgeous. It's the first time the sisters, Debbie Allen and Felicia Rashad, have acted together since the PBS movie The Old Settler. That was some 20 years ago. Rashad plays a grande dame of the stage, and Allen is her friend and director in this 2019 comedy by Pearl Cleage. Now, that one streams April 8th to the 12th, and you can find it on BroadwaysBestShows.com. Another noteworthy pairing this month combines 2 autobiographical shows written by gifted actors looking back on their childhoods. Roundhouse Theater of Bethesda, Maryland is presenting Coleman Domingo's A Boy and His Soul, which played off-Broadway in 2009. Domingo, by the way, can be seen in the current film adaptation of Ma Rainey's Black Bottom. Here he, as an author, looks back at his connection to music and family while growing up gay in the 1970s and 80s in Philadelphia. That one is up now through April 18th. It can be found at roundhousetheater.org. And across the Potomac in Arlington, Virginia, Signature Theater is presenting Daniel J. Watts' The Jam, Only Child. Now, Daniel Watts, who played Ike Turner in Tina Turner musical on Broadway, recalls growing up with his single mother in the 1980s and 90s. That one can be streamed through May 7th, and you can find it through sigtheater.org. Now, speaking of music, the York Theater Company in New York City presents the limited virtual reprise of Ut Lemper, Rendezvous with Marlene. Following sold-out performances at the York in the fall of 2019, and around the world, Rendezvous with Marlene, that's Marlene as in Dietrich, with whom Limper had an interesting experience, has been adapted for the screen with special effects to enhance the production. And that one will stream online beginning this Thursday at 7 o'clock Eastern Time, and it will remain available on demand through midnight on Saturday. Again, that's the York Theater. And from April 12th through the 18th, you can watch All for One's acclaimed 2019 production of Lizzie Vier's chilling dark comedy called Monsoon Season. That one was filmed live at Rattlestick Playwrights Theater in New York City. This one is about a couple in crisis, and I'm sure it will not disappoint. Again, just look up All for One or Moon's Monsoon Season or even Rattlestick Theater. And then there is one called the Jackson C. Frank Listening Party, described as a brand new virtual experience. That one combines an intimate look at self, family, and art with a chance to experience or re-experience the music of a songwriter whose posthumous legacy continues to expand. Well, if you are game to guess who that is or was, go to 59 East 59 or New Light Theater Project to find the answer. And via the Oregon Shakespeare Festival, one of its past hit productions, not a Shakespearean play, by the way, called Manhattan, is streaming through April 24th. This 2018 world premiere by playwright, activist, and attorney Mary Catherine Nagel illuminates the tragic consequences of commercial exploits, including the removal of the indigenous people of that area. Again, that's osf.com. Now, that's in Oregon, so while we keep moving west, a piece called This Bitter Earth is kicking off North Hollywood's Road Theater Company's 2021 season with Harrison David Rivers' drama about a black playwright and his white boyfriend. The Black Lives Matter movement figures in this one, which starts this Friday and streams various states through April 21st. 25th. You can find This Bitter Earth through the roadtheater.org. And a play that premiered in Los Angeles at the Skylight Theater called Never Is Now is being performed by the Quarantine Players of Washington, D.C. April 7th, that begins April 7th at 7 p.m. Eastern, and it runs through May 8th. Now, written by Wendy Kaut, Never Is Now comes just as we celebrate, if that's the right word, Holocaust Remembrance Day. But rather than being a downer, the show is about a contemporary and very young group of actors portraying actual survivors, making connections that teach them and us a lot. Never Is Now is a play within a play of sorts. The one inside is called Survivors, which, by the way, has been an important educational tool in Rochester, New York, in the schools, and is soon going to be traveling nationally. Much needed, since some 60% of young people have not heard of the Holocaust. There's so many ways of experience theater these days. The WTF, as in Williamstown Theater Festival, season on Audible, continues with the release of Paradise Blue. This production, written by Tony Award nominee Dominique Morisseau and directed by Tony Award winner Ruben Santiago Hudson, had its world premiere at Williamstown in 2015. So you can listen to Paradise Blue, then go behind the scenes with 2020 Tony Award nominee Blair Underwood. A lot of nominees in that one. One more thing about tonight. For tonight at 7 p.m., three established playwrights, John Cariani, Laura Giacomi, and Char White, will discuss the life of their plays done at Cape Cod Theater Project, and their current multi-hyphenate careers spanning Broadway, film, and television. This will be available on CCTP's Facebook page. I've come to really appreciate such discussions about process and perseverance, not to mention patience. So finally, it seems I've been concluding with a notable death of the week. Well, too often lately. So here goes another. Arthur Coppett, the playwright who kicked off Broadway into a new era with Oh Dad, Poor Dad, Mama's Hung You in the Closet and Feeling So Sad, and then went on to earn Tony Award nominations for Indians, Wings, and the musical Nine. Well, Coppett died on Friday at his home in Manhattan. He was 83. Speaking of being 83, yes, I am still plowing my way through Hermione Lee's 800-page bio of 83-year-old playwright Tom Stoppard. I truly don't know how this man has lived, traveled, and worked so much. I'm exhausted just reading all that he has juggled. And his most recent play is still expected to arrive at Lincoln Center when normal returns. Well, Jill, maybe I'll be finished with the book by then.
Maybe you will. Maybe normal will come sooner than anybody thinks. What will we do with that? By the way, is there anything in place if I am noticing, for example, that at the same time that things are being announced and, in fact, opening and, in some cases, being accelerated, there are other things that are like, no, don't go, don't go, don't go. So is the same thing happening out there?
In California?
Yeah.
Yes, I would say it is. Certainly none of the big stages are open. You know, again...
But I think I saw something that... I think I saw something... Something was planning to open or something was...
The Fountain Theater is going to be using its parking lot, opening something soon. The ones I mentioned here, the road out here will be opening soon. Nothing major, not the big ones per se. Center Theater Group, not quite. You know, people still very nervous, and Broadway in particular is. You know, the big question there is, can they get those theaters in shape? I met with a Broadway producer who won't go nameless this past week, who actually won the last Tony. She said, you know, there's so many issues being discussed between the unions and equity and diversity. Before anything can officially open there. So I think, you know, they're talking about the fall. I met somebody this week who said he's changed his tickets for the Music Man 3 times already. So now that's gone from, went last fall to this spring, and now they're talking next fall. I think that's when these theaters have a lot to do to make people feel safe. The dressing rooms are too small. The air isn't good enough. But you know, like they'll learn from what's going on in England right now. They're trying. They cut the intermissions. You know, the one that has opened in New York is called Blindness, which that is the first official one at the Daryl Roth Theater. And there's all kinds of precautions being taken. They only take a certain number of people. But I talked to somebody who went to see it, who said it was quite interesting. So New York City does have one there, Blindness, if you care about putting on
a blindfold.
A blindfold, a mask, there might be earplugs, obviously no intermission, sitting 6 feet apart from whoever you're with. But they said it felt good. It felt good to be with people.
And I do know that some movie theaters are open and some people, you know, again, it's the demographic that is interesting because, you know, the very people that can afford it are the ones who appear to be most reticent. Whereas,
nervous. Absolutely. The people who are, that makes a lot of sense, are the most nervous. And demographically, yeah, with movie theaters opening up, Godzilla and King Kong, you know, my son, a millennial, watched that over the weekend here on television. And he did keep saying, this would be so much better in a big theater now. He's not at a big theater. He could go to a big theater. It's playing in big theaters, making a lot of money over in Europe. But I don't know. It's just how people will, you know.
People will adjust, and it's just how they will.
Things are looking up, in your neighborhood especially, with the weather and all that. So anyway, let's hope for a better report next week.
Stage Right or Not with Michelle Willens, produced in the studios of Robin Hood Radio, robinhoodradio.com.